What should the General Assembly's role be in education funding and policy? And should Indiana push to move taxpayer education dollars to private and charter schools?
The role of the state, we made an election back in 1973 as a state to begin the tuition support, and we have continually transitioned that from local dollars to state dollars until we're now 100% of the tuition support is a state obligation. In doing so, it helps us to balance out school corporations that can't meet their needs because of the demographics of the area. There's not enough resources there for what the students need. My belief is the state needs to be a facilitator for education. We have elected officials who are on the school board, and we should give them the authority to make the decisions for their own calendar, their own curriculum, all of these things. Again, we still have another top-down pressure from the federal government, and the standardized testing is a federal requirement, but we've done great strides in reducing the amount of time the child has to devote and the classroom's devoted to taking those tests, and we've incorporated some of the best practices on making those tests more of a normative exam so that we can get to feedback more quickly that actually helps the teacher assess the child and bring that knowledge into the classroom instead of waiting to the end of the year.